expecting, still nursing, consider these, the protocols of what to avoid and what they can do and what they can't do.
Welcome to this week's episode of Beauty Babble. Today, we're talking about services and treatments you can offer your pregnant clients. Hi, Suzanne. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Doreen?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So this is going to be an interesting topic because I think a lot of times, I'm trying to think back on when I did services. I was always nervous about having pregnant clients because I didn't want to, you know, do anything harmful.
Of course. And the thing is, too, is I know from when I had kids to when you've had kids and people having kids today, it's changing all the time, the protocols of what to avoid and what they can do and what they can't do. And I mean, in the end, you can do your own due diligence, right, as an esthetician in the beauty industry in general, to know what you need to do. And maybe that's how you were trained. But I think it's really important to understand that that can change quickly. Mm-hmm. And I always say, go to your brand, right? Look at the brand. Is it the pedicure? Is it the waxing? Is it a facial? Is it equipment, lash lift, lashes, like whatever it may be, and ask the questions. And maybe I would say if you reviewed it yearly is a great way to look at it, because typically a good brand is going to say, alert, alert, change in product, be aware, right? That would be one thing. Or it should already have it in there, the precautions within the product itself, I think is a good thing. But yeah. But it's not all bad. I mean, it's not that you can't do anyone that's pregnant. It's just understanding, I think, if you've never been pregnant is one thing to consider. Like you can only understand by what you read or hear, but mm-hmm. what goes on the first trimester, the second, the third, like, you know, all the things to consider, I guess. And then we can kind of talk about a couple treatments. Like I remember, you know, one of the ones that came up was whether or not you should be tinting or not, because it does absorb, right? Even mm-hmm. pouts, even though it's small. And, you know, and I remember going to my insurance company because the brand was one thing, but then I felt like I needed to know just to make sure, because in the end you think it's all good, but then, you know, is it or isn't it? So in the end, I just want to know if I'm going to be covered should something go wrong with a client, because when they're pregnant, their skin changes, anything can mm-hmm. change. Like, you know, their sensitivity,
everything,
what they could have used before, they can't now. It's like food. So I remember with one of mine, I love my coffee. And then I used to have a coffee in the morning, in the afternoon, probably an espresso at night. Like, you know, I had a lot of coffee and I couldn't drink it. I couldn't even smell the stuff. It tasted horrible while I was pregnant. So I didn't have the coffee, but I don't know if that's to say that you shouldn't or should have, or I'm not going to get into that part of it. That'd be your doctor to discuss those things. But I noticed the things in me that became, that apparently changed drastically of what I liked, the smells, the tastes. So it is true. Your body goes through a lot of things. So if you're doing clients, that's something you should consider. And maybe your menu could be set up for anyone expecting. Here's the things you can do. You know,
I think it's a good consideration to have. And yeah. when you touch about smells, like that was a big thing for me when I was pregnant, was I couldn't stand strongly scented products or anything. Like I had to have a scent free home. And so even when I was working, that's how I knew I was pregnant, was everything was making me nauseous, the smell of everything. So in your intake form, it could be, you know, we always have that, you know, are you pregnant? But even before you do your treatment, as you're talking to your client, something to consider asking is like, have you noticed any changes in, you know, how you react to product or how you handle scent or something like that? And that mm-hmm. can be, you know, a consideration while you're doing your consultation. But think about that while you're preparing, if you're going to make a treatment, you know, have treatment offerings for pregnant clients, is go light on maybe some of the scents, and then you're playing it safe. And it's also because the skin does change. It's just, you know, less sense, you know, it's less likely that they're going to be reactive in a way.
Well, and like they say, some of the articles I've read was the first trimester is that they're because the body is changing so much, so drastically, even though it's a tiny little thing right in there, but you become much more sensitive, as you said, the smells, but it can also be to the skin. So that is everything. When you think of this industry, everything is skin related, pretty much that what we do. So being aware of that, I think is a good first thing to look at, and then understanding what trimester are they in? What's the next thing to consider? Like that second trimester, I remember reading, what was it about? No hot facilities. So sauna, steam room, the baths. So think how warm the room is itself. I mean, even I'm not saying that's, you can't avoid that, but you can consider what are some things, like they won't want a blanket, you know, maybe they don't. So you can consider all that. If your spa has all those lovely things, let me know who you are, because that sounds very interesting. But, you know, to consider that side of it, if you are new to bringing in prenatal treatments specific to, then think about what they're going through, right? Their skin's going to change because of hormones as well. You know, pedicures, a lot of people are scared to do pedicures on pregnant ladies. It's like, well, you're fine if you were taught properly and what to avoid at the back of the heel. You know, there's some pressure points in there, but I mean, pregnant lady would like a massage on the calves. I mean, their feet, and you know, you're not going to do like a draining treatment, like no slimming, no heavy leg treatment specific, but you can help with the circulatory system, because that's one thing about the lymphatic system is that it doesn't work by itself. That's why getting up and walking is really important, because it works with the circulatory system to get going. It doesn't just move on its own, if I can say it like that. It's like a pumping action, right? So how to drain, you could tell them things that they can do, but you can't give them the products for it because it's a detoxifying system with the lymphatic itself. So I think being aware that the swelling of the ankles and the calves and the feet and the legs and stuff, you don't want to say, oh, I've got a great, you know, heavy leg treatment for you. It's like, that's a contraindication, right? So knowing your product is a big one.
I think that, and that leads to another thing we talked about, which was body treatments, like detoxifying body treatments, that again falls under that same thing, not to avoid them while pregnant. But does that mean you have to avoid all body treatments?
Well, no, I think you can adjust. I mean, they're going to exfoliate at home, so it's probably going to be the ingredient itself, what's in the exfoliant. Let them know that their skin is going to probably be a lot more sensitive, so they can't scrub like they used to. Let's just say, like, you know, those mitts. Maybe that's something to say, hey, you know what? We just waxed. We did your, you know, Brazilian waxing. Just be mindful that you're a lot more sensitive. So you probably can't go as hard as you used to. You might need to do less and more frequent, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just giving them enough knowledge to understand that their skin has changed. And the other thing is they're going to be a little dehydrated, probably, because it's pretty tough. I mean, the baby inside is going to take everything it's got to survive, and it takes it from you. You know, the host.
Yep. I think when you say the exfoliating and waxing, warn your client before Brazilian wax that it's going to hurt a little more.
Yeah. Even any waxing. I remember waxing, my underarms were sensitive enough, but then it was like, oh my God. And then the skin is looser because of the relaxin hormone. So there was a lot of things to take in place to consider to make it better. Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And educating them, because although your client is the pregnant one, they might not be aware of all the ways their skin can change and react to certain treatments. So even if it's just a smaller area waxing, let them know it might be a little bit more painful than before, or their skin might react differently than it did before. But it's just part of, you know, the joys of pregnancy.
Well, another thing too, when you talk about body treatments, because if anything, I think they're the ones that will want to have the body massage. They'll want to have treatments done. So what can they do? So, I mean, a gentle exfoliation, you can even add water to it a little bit just to soften the granules for your client, you know, and what, like maybe there's a milk lotion idea that helps exfoliate. Like there's so many different ways that you can adjust to. And again, just know your brand, ask them what they have. Maybe they have a protocol in place and you didn't know, you know, it's just asking the questions. But I mean, you can do a body mask of like hydration, right? I mean, there's so many things to help them feel better. I mean, with massage, of course, that changes things. Is typically they're going to go see a massage therapist and they go through the protocols and they know what to do when they're trained. But if you're doing any massage yourself, you need to consider, how are you massaging? What are you doing? and keep it very superficial too. And I would focus on, like I said, the feet, you know, the calves, the back, shoulders, you know, the chest, because they're leaning forward now. Yeah, I mean, they still can do things. But the other thing is the smells. I mean, I've read two things. For example, don't do lavender if you're pregnant. And I've seen another where it says you can have lavender. So what's the right protocol? So there, I would just ignore it. If it's not a clear indication, but I would go to the product line. Yeah, like if you're using essential oils yourself, you can get them pre-blended for pregnancy, right? So there's things that you can look for on a good quality body line or essential oils that you can blend yourself, meaning it's ready to work with a carrier is what I mean by that, or to add to your scrub. But I would look at, you know, what's going to cover me to make sure, because you can't keep up with it. And then is it opinionated? Like, you know, I saw one out of London, England, and Europe is very different when it comes to this than North America itself. And, you know, I mean, I always knew like stimulant, like peppermint, spearmint, things like that, I always avoided with pregnancy. Rosemary was another one, because I used a lot of essential oils when I had my spa, but I worked with a brand that, I mean, she was an aromatherapist. She blended it. Mm-hmm. She knew exactly what was going on. It was Health Canada approved. So I didn't have to think about it. I knew this is not for pregnancy. And they had contraindications in there for everything. And then I would just say, what do you have for pregnant women? And that's what I'm just bringing the protocol. This is only thing you can use, nothing else. So, you know,
I think that's important to note, because as an esthetician, you're not an expert in product chemistry and makeup, and you don't have to put yourself in that position. If your product line that you're carrying doesn't have, if they're using essential oil but don't have a pregnancy safe one, don't blend to thinking you read something online that told you it was okay, because I know when I was pregnant, I avoided all essential oil. I didn't care if it was said it was safe or not. I just didn't use it.
Right. And that's going to be a person's preference. So even if I have this and it is approved, it's okay. If it isn't comfortable, don't just use it. You have to still, I'd have that on the client form as a little tick off today's world. Back then, it wasn't quite the same as today. Just saying. Mm-hmm. So that's why everything is, you're signing consent forms, your consultation forms, you're doing all that to protect you as the esthetician. If you work for someone else, hopefully your employer has that in place for you too, because you're still a part of it. You'll be protected under them, but that doesn't mean you can wipe your hands from it either. You know, it's like when we talked about chemicals with tints, you know, I mean, now there's a lot more, I don't know if the word is natural tints, if I can use that, mm-hmm. but less chemicals involved. One was interesting was lash lift, because I remember mentioning to you, it's like, I mean, back in the day, you know, the spiral perm was hot, but you couldn't do a perm when you were pregnant. It wouldn't take, and it was no good for you because of, I mean, well, you think that's not quite the level of the chemical solutions you're using on a lash tint, but it's still a perming solution.
Yeah.
And it's in there, it's by their eye. So, you know, it's, can you do it? I'd go to the brand and find out. And if it's a reputable brand, they're going to stand by their, what they say. If they like, oh, you know, if they give you wishy-washy, don't do it. You want it in clear writing under the brand that it is safe for pregnancy. And then you know you're covered, because your protocols, your equipment is the same thing, right? It should be in the protocols. And yeah, fairness, a lot of times you're just going to say no because they don't know 100%. So don't risk it, you know?
Yeah.
And again, that hormonal change is so much, like they could be fine one first trimester, and the second trimester, boom, they're reacting to something. So again, it's just always being extra cautious. Think about those, you know, patch test ideas, maybe, mm-hmm. because it does change all the time, right? You know, allergic reactions when you're pregnant, some of them develop even after you're pregnant when you're nursing. So mm-hmm. even consider when they're nursing these things, because they're all a part of it, because they still hormonally are not settled yet. Right.
So that's actually a really good thing to know. Yeah. Is to consider that, because that's on your intake form too. And not to ignore that as they're not pregnant anymore.
Right. Yeah. It's like, are they nursing? Because that's still a process. They still have hormones going on to produce the milk. So it's going to be different, but it's definitely not going to be, you know? Yeah. I think the more you can give your clients the information, I think it settles it too. And then they're not worried. And like, like, for example, if it was you and you had all these, you were the client and you said, I just stayed away from it all. If you saw an establishment that had every protocol in place and everything behind it, at least you probably would still have a service done, but you're not comfortable with essential oils, but you'd still have a service done.
Whereas absolutely.
I know sometimes that when people have had a service, they're going to have a service and they're like, you know, oh, well, do you think I could do this? And they ask you right then there on the table. And you go, oh, yeah, I think so. Well, that's not good. You can't be that way, right? So then they're going to be like, maybe I shouldn't do this. And then they freeze and they're not coming back into that place for anything. So I think it's another thing to consider within reason. You can't have it all on your website or somewhere of information. I think it's important to have that part of your consultation is important. Information, like maybe your menu is, you know, expecting, still nursing, consider these, you know, like it's good to have. That's what a website.
I was going to say that. Put it on your website. Like I would say, put it somewhere on your website, maybe an FAQ or whatever you have on your website, letting people know who are expecting that you've done the work, you know, you've carved out time and resources and created treatments for them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And sometimes, unfortunately, it's like skincare, you know, they break out. Should you be doing like the big, strong chemical peels? You know, find out from your breath, no. Right?
It's a contraindication.
I know, but today, like people are just thinking they're a lot more are thinking they're the chemist. Like they know what they're doing, but I think we're forgetting there's that line of, okay, you might be really confident, but there still needs to be a line of where you're taking this. And that concerns me from people I've met and I've had interesting conversations of explaining the why behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a small percentage that just aren't listening. And I, you know, the more educated the clients are in the world, the more they're going to see you. And that's going to be a problem, right? And then you'd be reported. And then maybe it's actually a provincial guideline. Like it could be falling in your guidelines too. I mean, usually that's a cleaning protocol, but each province is different now. Some have their licensing, some are journeymen. Like they're going to have their own situations and their rules, if you wish. And they're there for a reason. It's to protect you and the consumer, right? So
absolutely. Especially like, yeah, follow the rules.
Yeah. Or, and if you don't understand why it's a rule, go find out. You know, it's like, I remember, well, I won't get too much into it. And chemical peels, we know that has changed. and how many people still don't know about it is, you know, I get it. Because how do you keep up? So that's where your brand, I think, I'm going to keep going back to that. Because usually they're going to be giving you these updates and letting you know. Or there's workshops to keep up with. You can't hide away in your treatment room. You got to get out. And don't just read one article and believe it. You need to open. I can't tell you how many tabs I have open when I do one thing. Well, what do they say here? I purposely will Google something into Europe because their standards are completely different. I want to see what they say, right? So then it just helps me to have a better understanding. And sometimes I'm still neutral and I don't know what to do. Guess what? I'm not doing it. I
would say too, like you check your source on when you're reading something online. Like when I was doing research for this episode, there were some spas that had information about, but I'm like, they're just, you know, I would rather get my information and take that and not disregard it, but take it and then look somewhere else. Is there like some medical
references, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Then, so I think it's just like looking at who's posting, because literally anyone can post anything anywhere.
Yes. Isn't that the truth? Mm-hmm. And just because the product isn't available where you are and you can get it somewhere else, another means will say, should you be doing that?
Exactly. Exactly.
But otherwise, pregnancy and after baby, I mean, they're going through so much physically, mentally, emotionally. It's such a great place to have a service. I remember doing services on ladies that were and they just felt so good after. And you could even do your own protocols. Like you start with tea, elevate their legs, have some quiet music. Like it's a whole experience. I mean, you and I have talked about that experience, but maybe that's the ritual of a treatment. It doesn't just physically have to be a Brazilian.
Yeah.
Right. Like, could you do something for them? Maybe that's all they can do. And that's all they want to come in for, but could you make it ambiance better or help
more them. Holistic, right? We've more talked holistic. About that a lot, like yeah. the whole experience from when they walk in, because really not that everybody doesn't need it, but when you're going through all those changes in pregnancy, you need it most.
Yeah, you do, because you're about to, you know, take care of some other human and it started already in you. So yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, this has been a great kind of peek into, we haven't talked about, you know, pregnant clients yet, but I think it's a space to carve a niche for yourself, to offer these services and these treatments, and to show your, not just your like expanse of abilities and services, but also your knowledge and your professionalism in doing your research and having that information available for your clients to dive into when they're, you know, up late trying to find a way to make this
better.
Yeah. Not all pregnancy experiences are the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, if anyone's out there and they don't know how to even to begin, you can start researching and looking. You can reach out to us. I did some really unique and fun things for clients. And yeah, especially mom to be packages, right? Like yeah. there's so many things you can do.
Absolutely. And within- and if somebody has done something, really yes. let us know that too. Then we can share it with others as an knowledge exchange.
Exactly. Yes. Awesome.
Fantastic. Well, thanks,
Doreen.
Thanks so much. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to Beauty Babble.